This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
But if we don't get tough, we're wasting our time.
On an earlier show, I told you what psychedelic meant. Maybe you missed the show. Well, tonight we aim to show you exactly what psychedelic means. This is one of the most way out numbers ever to hit your screen. This one's really in orbit. Mr. Lee Grant and Get Me to the World on Time.
To Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, your weekly exploration of obscure 60s garage gems. This is episode 682, and we started it with a cover of The Electric Prunes Get Me to the World on Time, possibly the most obscure cover of that track, from a guy called Bogdan Komanowski, a New Zealand singer and actor, better known by his stage name, Mr. Lee Grant. Komanowski, born in a Nazi Germany concentration camp outside of Dusseldorf to Polish parents. His father died in that camp, but he and his mother survived and immigrated to New Zealand in 1949, settling in Palmerston North. Komanowski developed an interest in music, formed a local band called the Cyclones. As his career began, a decision was made to change his name to something less challenging. The name Mr. Lee Grant was chosen, with the Mr. added to avoid any confusion with an actress out of Auckland. Secured a recording contract with his master's voice and pretty much became known as New Zealand's Mr. Mod. Toured extensively, supporting overseas artists such as the Walker Brothers, Roy Orbison and the Yardbirds. And another tour supporting Dave D. Dozy, Beaky, Mick and Titch and the Animals. Mr. Lee Grant, covering Get Me to the World on Time.
I'm tuned in to Phil Gray's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show because I'm hip. Are you?
Well, we head from New Zealand to Levelland, Texas, for a band active from 1957 right through to 1972. But the most significant lineup, in retrospect terms, was from 65 to 67. The band is called The Sparkles, who were signed to Hickory Records, released a single called The Hip, which was a pretty big hit in Austin, Texas. Further recordings in Odessa, Texas, and in Tennessee, where this track, Hipsville 29 BC, was recorded.
Yeah.
play a note, and then I remember to this day.
Retrospect.
To see the sunlight drowning colors in her hair, to hear the rushing sea and wonder where. Feel your wanting now, your body warm with day. Tomorrow's yesterday's, tomorrow's yesterday's. That tomorrow morning you'll have gone away, and tomorrow evening you'll come back to stay. But tomorrow always has to come to us someday. With selfishness you made a prism from the wind, and pray to it, tomorrow's yesterday's. That tomorrow morning you'll have gone away, and tomorrow
take drugs to produce new insights, or for self-discovery, or for a host of other romantic reasons, find themselves snared and deluded. Illicit drugs are sold for a price, the price of helplessness and suffering for the buyer, for the greed and gain of the seller.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast, three tracks out of the States. Starting off with Sparkles, track called Hipsville 29 BC. That's off a couple of compilations, the Garage Beat 66 comp and also Mayhem and Psychosis. That's their seventh 45, released on Hickory in 1967. Followed that up with two tracks off the compilation called Take a Train to the Third Eye. The first, an artist called Wolfgang, backed by a band called The Joint Effort out of California. Wolfgang was Wolfgang York Dios, a songwriter known for a track called Black Roses, which was originally recorded by a band called The Brain Train, who then renamed as Clearlight. So Wolfgang, with a track called Tomorrow's Yesterdays, then the aforementioned Brain Train. A side of a November 67 45 on a label called Titan. The track is called Me, and The Brain Train 145 on Titan. Before moving to Elektra Records, that's when they changed their name to Clear Light. The Brain Train, Me.
Remember when you were in the fifth grade and some of your friends sniffed model airplane glue? Maybe you joined in. It seemed harmless enough, and you didn't want to be different from the others.
Continuing in Texas with a band out of Waco. They're called the Candy Colored Conspiracy, all K's. K-K-K. Songs written by Gary Anderson, who said he developed this band name from a combination of Candy Colored Tangerine Flake Streamline Baby, which is a collection of Tom Wolfe essays, and the paranoia of the time, with the word conspiracy and, of course, references to the KKK. He had taught himself to play guitar age 14, living in Waco, Texas. They gigged at a place called Buddy's Teen Club in the car park. Apparently, there were radio stations present. They were a pretty hot item in Waco. They staged their own dances as well. And even one time drove to Dallas to open for Kenny Rogers and the First Edition. Gary Anderson wrote the music and lyrics for 1 million people. And the B-side called Conspiracy 68, an instrumental track, when he was just 16 years old. Let's check it out. Candy Colored Conspiracy. This is 1 million people. I'm Phil Gray. Thanks for listening to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
One, two, three, go!
Midnight. In the next few minutes, we will be exploring these fragments, a complex mixture of superstition, medical research, personal experiences, a history that began yesterday.
Thank you.
But I do have an ear for music. Really, you know, I think music has played a big role. I play great music. People like the music I play.
Retrospect.
Seeks to heal my fears, a soulless devil conqueror, faith unshaken by my tears. I gaze beyond the window of my eyes, I throw my cares away. I raise my heart to happier times, for today is just tomorrow's yesterday. The shell that lays upon the ground and echoes memories reflects the rain inside my heart, and on the dripping leaves the trance that holds me in a spell, broken by the candlelight, misty shadows know me well and make me one within the night. I gaze beyond the window of my eyes, I throw my cares away. I raise my heart to happier times, for today
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Four tracks, Candy Coloured Conspiracy, all K's. 1 million people topping the set. Also, pretty much all K's, Kenny and the Casuals with a K. From Dallas, Texas, formed in 1964. Live performances, pretty much British Invasion and R&B standards, but they did experiment with early elements of psychedelic music and recorded an LP called Impact. This band had also shared the bill with the Beatles at Shea Stadium. Kenny and the Casuals, their cover of Gloria. Then to the UK for a band called Matchbox. This is off of 1969-45 on Polydor Records. We had the B-side called Run Much Faster. And then back to the States for The Word D, all-female group. As far as I'm aware, The Word D, today is just tomorrow's yesterday.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Phil Gray, host of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. It's a labour of love. And if you dig what I do, why not buy me a beer? Or just a coffee? You can do that now via buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Gray. That's buymeacoffee.com/MRPHILGREY, Mr. Phil Gray. I may not be able to have a beer or coffee in person, but we can do it virtually. On with the show.
Well, here's a band you can see up on the Retrospect Facebook and Insta sites. The Age of Reason. Five teenagers from the northern part of the Bronx, originally called the Loose Ends. It was their manager that decided to change their name to the Age of Reason. And it's a familiar story. There was another band already called the Loose Ends. This band opened for bands such as Young Rascals and the Box Tops. Here is the A-side of their 1967-45 on Ascot Records, The Age of Reason. Your love is like a magnet.
Every time I see you, babe, I lose control. I cannot stay away. And just to have you near me, I would sell my soul. I'd give my world away. 'Cause something's pulling me, and anyone could see that your love is like a magnet, baby. Gets stronger every day. Hey, your love is like a magnet, baby. I can't stay away. Yeah, yeah. Where you want me, and I know I'll never be the same. girl so barely, just like flowers. Can't do without the rain. You put a spell on me, and anyone could see that you love me like a magnet, baby. What could I do? I know I couldn't win. I tried so hard to fight this thing, but now I know I just have to give in. Cause something's pulling me, and anyone could see that you're lost.
Come on, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, come on.
And that's three tracks out of the States. You can see each of these bands up on our social media. The Age of Reason, Your Love is Like a Magnet. Then we had the Angie D's out of Cranston and West Warwick, Rhode Island. They eventually evolved into a band called Satan's Breed. But they formed 1966 as the Angie D's, released just one single, Laugh Myself to the Grave, backed with Little Girl. But we had a track, I assume simply an acetate recording or an unreleased 45, a track called I Like Girls. Then we had the Church Mice, very interesting band. They recorded a 45 at the WROC studio, apparently just in the DJ booth. They're an American proto-punk garage band formed 1965 in Rochester, released just one 45. Titled College Psychology on Love, we had the B-side, Babe, We're Not Part of Society, Global Garage. Coming next.
Phil Gray
is retrospect.
Let's get into this week's Global Garage set with a track out of Germany, a band called The Boots. This is a cover of a song written in 1935 by Big Joe Williams. This is Baby, Please Don't Go.
When you feed your children on rock and roll, you're feeding them on something that destroys their virtue and their willpower.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Hey.
Back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
She's some kind of devil. question my if you don't watch out, it's to you. What can it put on you? Strange blue came just aside. What can it fool on you? Strange blue, give it just a sigh.
Part of this week's Global Garage set, starting off in Germany with the Boots, Baby Please Don't Go. Then we head to Singapore. A band called De Acrobats recorded for Philips Records. The track we had, Dua Restu, one of four on a 45 RPM EP, 7-inch record, released in 1968 by De Acrobats. Then some group sounds, great group sounds from the Golden Cups. Off their Golden Cups album 2, which covers a bunch of American covers, and results in what music reviewer Julian Cope said was a schizophrenic stalemate. The Golden Cups, with their cover of Cream's Strange Brew.
Your community standards are far above this depraved material.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast.
Let's go over to the European continent for a band out of Spain called Los Wikingos. Apparently they won a competition organized by Gran Casino in Arenas de Mar in 1965. The following year, they participated in the first León Ensemble Festival, securing a spot in the finals. By the time they returned to Barcelona, they were getting fairly well known, did a number of live appearances on a radio program called Pentagrama Show. They were signed up to a label called Equipo and recorded their first EP. So from Los Wikingos, off their Equipo 45 RPM 7-inch EP released in 1967, here's a track called El Viernes en Mi Recuerdo, cover of the Easy Beats, Friday on My Mind.
Hoy lunes me siento mal. Todos parecen regañarme. Llega el martes, mejor me siento. No pienso qué ocurrió. Cuando los días no pasan, cuando van despacio, en mi mente el viernes está. ¡Hey! ¡Yep! Pasarlo bien en la ciudad. Voy con mi chica, es tan bonita. Qué bien está esta noche, qué visiones para mí. ¡Oh, ale! Aburrimiento de cinco días. No hay otra cosa más fastidiosa que trabajar para hombres ricos.
cambiar esta escena un día. Cuando los días no pasan, cuando van despacio, en mi mente el viernes está. Pasarlo bien en la ciudad. Voy con mi chica, es tan bonita. Qué bien está esta noche, qué visiones para mí. Gastaré mi dinero, perderé la cabeza. Tengo que conseguir esta noche. Tengo el viernes en mi pensamiento. Pasarlo bien en la ciudad. Voy con mi chica, es tan bonita. Pasarlo bien en la ciudad. Voy con mi chica, es tan bonita.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Los Dag Dags, Bolivian band, recorded four singles and EPs from 1968 through to 1973, but off their Trata de Comprender 45 from 1968, a track called Bohemio. Well, that's it for this week's Retrospect. Thank you for joining me once again. Remember, there are so many back episodes on all good podcasting platforms, and you can always connect with me via our Facebook and Instagram. Just search Retrospect Garage Punk. Reminder too, there's a few back episodes from way back in the archives that I've slowly been adding onto my own personal YouTube channel. Again, just search Retrospect Garage Punk on YouTube, and your like, your follow, your subscribe, and comments always enormously appreciated. We're heading out this week with an instrumental out of South Africa. Released 1963 on a label called Renown, the band is called Bill Kimber and the Couriers. Now, Bill Kimber, William Edwards Kimber, is a British musician, was in several bands through the 60s and 70s, also had a solo career, but Bill Kimber and the Couriers toured South Africa in the 1960s, although they were a British band. But it's a South African release.
The band also can be seen in a film from 1966 called Africa Shakes. So from Bill Kimber and the Couriers, this is Green Onions. You can see them up on our socials as well. Enjoy. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. With Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
It's a tragedy, horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.
This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.